Hello.
Hi, Gina.
Yes.
Hi, Gina. My name is Aaron Kwan from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Not selling anything, and I will not ask for a donation. Gina, are you still living in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. Yes. Yes. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Can you start over again and
yes.
Say the question again?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel
okay? Just things in Phoenix.
Yes.
Right. We're just speaking of things in Phoenix. Yes.
In the right direction?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear? Or do you need me to reach you where the Levine area is again?
No, that's clear.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what year you were born? Just the year?
1960.
Thank you. Or are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, a 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. More parks and recreational opportunities, 1 to 5.
2.
Thank you. Better public transportation options, 1 to 5.
What options?
Public transportation.
Oh, public transportation.
3, thank you. Better streets and road maintenance, 1 to 5.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand again.
Better streets and road maintenance.
Oh, okay. 3.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy. 1 to 5.
4.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options. 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More good paying jobs, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Retired, thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades or warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets, yes or no?
No.
Yes?
No.
No? Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Doctors, offices, and hospitals, yes or no?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? Something that you don't see too much over there, or you have not seen in Laveen. What would you like to see put there?
More doctors and more specialists.
More doctors and more specialists?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Well, in other words, more specialists, or more special doctors.
More specialists.
More specialists, right.
Like you can't find cardiologists or endocrinologists. I can't even find a physician.
Oh, wow.
They're just, it's very, very poor. And the few that are here are poor quality.
Okay, thank you. Okay, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Slight.
Availability, house availability, yeah. Is that a big problem in Laveen?
No.
It's not?
It's a small problem, a slight problem.
A slight problem, thank you.
Slight.
How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem in Laveen?
Okay, moderate.
Okay, thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Housing options for seniors, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Multi-family housing like apartments for condominiums, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Townhouses or attached homes, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix?
19 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one.
How many more questions are there?
We're almost done. We're just about done. We're 70%. We're almost 80% down. So it's only like a few more questions. After this, we're done. Very, very, it's very short. It's not that long. change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you favor or do you oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lot with new housing. Do you favor or do you oppose?
These are hard questions because I don't know if there's a need.
Well, this is what they're saying. I'm going to reach some proposals to address the housing costs and options in Laveen. That this is what they're proposing. So we just want to know your opinion, if you favor that or if you oppose that. This is they're proposing something like that in Laveen. Okay. So do you, to replace parking lot with new housing, do you favor that or do you oppose that?
Favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you favor or oppose?
Favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily houses, housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
Favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to, we're done, 22 more questions. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Four-year college or some college?
Four.
Thank you.
Four.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, more than $125,000.
One to $125,000.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, Gina, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.